is why I read so much. Tyrion, like Harding, understands that true power comes from a sharp mind using shrewd politics to control the men with swords. Henry VI lost his throne because his mind was weak and his will was too easily controlled by others.
Radio 3's new generation thinker, Sarah Peverley, produced by Fiona McLean. Tomorrow night, Free Thinking asks whether public consultation is a good thing. We'll be at the festival again from 10 o'clock tomorrow evening. Do join in with the conversation if you'd like to on Twitter at hashtag freethinking. And there's plenty more on many of the events that have taken place over the weekend on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio, and if you're listening online, we're in high-definition sound. It's now 11 o'clock, and it's time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction. The programmes are presented this week by Fiona Talkington.
Hey, lidum the old in teddy, late loaded, lead on the young teddy, lum the old day, lead on the young teddy, late loaded, lead on the young teddy, lum. Hey, lidum the old in teddy, late loaded, lead on the young teddy, lum the old day, lead on the young teddy, late loaded, lead on the young teddy, lum. Hey, lidum the old teddy, late loaded, lead on the old teddy, lum the old teddy, lum the old teddy, lead on the young teddy, late loaded, lead on the young teddy, lum. Hey, the lead, loaded, lum, then the lead, loaded, lum.
Hey, lead on the young,
Quebecois trio de temps en temps kicking off another Late Junction week. Hello from me, Fiona Talkington. I'm here with you until 12:30 midnight. The Life M Festival at King's Place celebrates Finnish music this year, and it all begins tomorrow night with an all-too-rare UK performance from the legendary Finnish band Vartina. The lineup's changed a bit in recent times, but this was the trademark Vartina sound in 1992 when the album Selenico went straight to the top of the European world music charts when it was released. This is a song based on two Ingrid Rune songs. I got married without my mother's approval. Now I'm just an old hag and a slave. Beware, young maids, don't be as stupid as I was. Well, accordionist Kimmo Pohjonen took part in a great Lake Junction session for us last month with the Loop Collective's Alex Bonney and Dave Smith. And that was another of Kimmo's projects there, his Earth Machine music, in which he worked with sounds he recorded from farm machinery. And before that, Finnish band Vartana, and you can hear them tomorrow night at King's Place in London as part of the Life M Festival. And on Thursday, you can see Kimmo's film Soundbreaker, and do try and go and hear the truly wonderful duo of Timo Alakotila and Maria Kalaniemi, who'll be joined by British accordion queen Karen Tweed. And on Friday, Jimmy Tenor's there and the brilliant Tsumi Sound System. On Saturday, Pekko Kappi and Iro Rantala. Details of the Life M Festival are on the King's Place website. One of the oldest known forms of Corsican polyphony now, Lettera a Mamma. This is sung by the male voice choir of Sartène, directed by Jean-Paul Poletti.
Mamma together, hang out here, and when you are not here, I wish you were here, wish you were near, breathing the same air.
Well, Susanna's teamed up with contemporary music group Ensemble Neon for her latest album, which is just released on her own label, Susanna Sonata. It's a brilliant musical partnership, I think, and adds so much to her songs. That was a track called Hangout, and before that, the Amstel Saxophone Quartet, who played a piece called Encounter by the Latvian composer Petteris Vasks, and first of all there, the male voice choir of Sartén in Corsica, a piece called Lettera a Mama. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. We always like to hear from you. Do drop us an email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was Tangier Trio's Satiesque opening their deliciously quirky album, which is just out. They say it's music to escape from a cold grey Berlin and go off on musical flights of fancy to an Art Deco bar in Tangier. Sounds good. Now, last week I played you a collaboration for organ and sax by Kit Downs and Tom Challenger. Tonight, here's something from yet another of Tom's projects, his New Orleans Mardi Gras-inspired album Spy Boy, which features a cast of George Crowley and Dan Nichols, also on sax, Rory Simmons and Alex Bonney on trumpet, Nathaniel Cross on trombone, Theon Cross on tuba, and John Blees on percussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
couple of tracks from Tom Challenger's collective Brass Mask. That's from their Spy Boy album, and I played Indians and Wizards. Lots of familiar names in the band, as I mentioned. George Crowley, Dan Nichols, Rory Simmons, Alex Bonney, Nathaniel Cross, Theon Cross and John Blease. This man's at Café Otto in London tomorrow night, Bill Orcutt, a man who can take a familiar tune and drive it crazy. This is Spanish is a Loving Tongue. Bill Orcutt and Spanish is a Loving Tongue. Bob Dylan was just one of many people who covered that 1920s number. And I'm sure it'll be a memorable night with Bill Orcutt at Café Otto in London tomorrow. There's a concert taking place in Southwark Cathedral in London on Friday the 15th of November, which features the South Iceland Chamber Choir and the music of Sir John Taverner, as well as a number of Icelandic composers, including Bára Grimsdóttir. I was very lucky a couple of years ago to get a limited edition of Plinth's Music for Small's Lighthouse, which I remember playing for you. Well, I'm very happy to say that the music has now been remastered for vinyl with a beautiful illustrated booklet to go with it, telling the story of Small's Lighthouse, which is about 20 miles west of St David's Peninsula in Wales. In the year 1800, the story begins at the small fishing port of Solva in Wales. The two Thomases prepared to board a hired fishing vessel bound for a series of flat rocks 20 miles adrift at the foot of St George's Channel. Plinth, by the way, is Dorset-based composer Michael Tanner, and that was the opening track. And that followed Mary the Lord's Lily by the Icelandic composer Bára Grimsdóttir, sung by the Hljómkirkja Choir. And you can hear music by Bára and other Icelandic composers, and by Sir John Taverner as well, at Southwark Cathedral in London on Friday the 15th of November, performed by the South Iceland Chamber Choir. Non-Classical's Pioneers of Percussion Festival gets underway on the 6th of November, going through to the 22nd. On Saturday the 16th at the Scala in London, they play host to some very imaginative programming, including Varese's iconic Ionisation, which he wrote in 1933 for 13 percussionists.
Thank you.
Wonderful percussion piece. Varese's Ionisation, played by members of the Orchestre National de France, conducted by Kent Nagano. And that's one of the many pieces you can hear in Non-Classical's Pioneers of Percussion Festival on the 16th of November at the Scala in London. And the festival gets underway on the 6th. Full details on the Non-Classical website. Fernhill next, and a song called Glyn Cannon, which was a beautiful forest that stretched across most of southeast Wales, but was clear felled in the 1500s by iron masters from Surrey, who then burned it all for charcoal to smelt iron. A terrible vision, and one that resonates today, of course, says singer Julie Murphy.
Thank you.
couple of tunes there from Chris Corrigan. Kvarnberg's Hulling by the Swedish fiddle player Maria Jonsson, and an Irish tune called Sean Hurra. And that followed on from Welsh band Fern Hill with the singer Julie Murphy, and a song called Glyn Cunnan. The words from a 16th century poem about the beauty of the forest and its devastation. Well, thanks for your company tonight. I'm going to end with music by the Italian cellist and composer Giovanni Solima, his Tree Raga song. The cellist on this recording is Monica Leskova with the Solisten Ensemble Kaleidoscope. Till tomorrow, good night. Thank you. This is BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young with music for you through the night, celebrating to start with some of the extraordinary talent among young musicians. We'll be hearing performances from the 2013 Young Performers Competition in Stockholm, as well as from a contest in Montreal for young composers, which featured the new generation of players as well. Two rising stars to begin with, playing baroque music. The Austrian viola da gamba player Romina Liszka has already performed with early music groups all over Europe and was chosen in 2012 as one of the Amsterdam Concertgebouw's rising stars. She's joined by fiobo player Sophie van den Einde from Belgium for music by Marin Marais.